Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The other thing is this Habib and Connor suspensions. The Nevada Athletic Commission has suspended both of them. They'll be suspended Monday. A hearing will be held on the 24th to determine if they'll be indefinitely suspended pending their investigation. But the better story is, of course, they're going to be suspended because they have to get attention, right? The UFC can't live without press and attention and controlled media. They control everything. If they don't like you, you don't go to their events. If they don't like you, you don't get a credential. If you don't say nice things about Dana, you're banned forever. It's like they're literally like the SS, the UFC. And so they're corrupt as they come. So don't tell me that they don't have you talk about phonies. This whole bit of letting this guy, Conor McGregor, talk shack about this guy Habib's religion, country, father, himself, his homophobia, his racism, it's so blatant, it's not even funny. The crimes, the whipping water bottles at people, the whipping gurneys at buses and smashing windows and hurting people, cutting people's faces open, scaring that girl. She's so traumatized, which I still have a hard time believing, that like, what, 3-4 months ago it happened, she hasn't left her house? Like, what's next? I mean, like, she might as well give up then. Is it really that bad? She never left her house since? Who's the one is it? Is it Rose? Who's the one that...
Rose Namajunas.
So she lost her mind over it?
Apparently.
Okay, so I don't believe that either. But let me ask you this question. You're the genius. You're my go-to guy, Mafia, when it comes to the UFC. First of all, I'm not wrong about any of this stuff either, right? So they control everything. They make up their own stories, their own press. They control everything. They literally, I mean, there was a time when I used to work for them and do every event. I went to every card, every fight, everywhere and everything. And then now they pick and choose who they want to be at their events. Like they if they don't like you, you're left out. That's not the way the world works, okay? That's the way the UFC works. The NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, NBA, everyone go. You're immediate, you're credentialed, you go. It's that simple, right? Do they leave people out of the Super Bowl? They let freaks into the Super Bowl, but the UFC doesn't. They'll ban you if they don't like you. If they don't like the way you do things, they just ban you. So they're as corrupt as they come. Now, the fact that they let this guy, this loser, now he's making tons of money. I'll give you that. God bless him. Conor McGregor's the smartest guy I've ever seen when it comes to marketing. He's the best PR mouthpiece for any sport I've ever seen. He's Muhammad Ali. The guy has taken over the world. That guy could sell dog cable and people would buy it. He could sell packages of dog droppings and people would buy it and eat it. Okay, so anything he touches turns to gold. I get it. And that's why they are on their knees for this guy. They let him do whatever he wants, Mafia. Commit crimes, felonies, beat up people, attack people, whatever. Homophobic, racist, bigot, you name it, he does it, right? He hates everybody. He's been on record, you have him doing all of this. You can't deny any of it.
Yes, and all of it.
And then this guy jumps over and fights with one of his corner men or something. He attacks. Didn't he attack his corner? Is that what he did?
Yeah, he attacked some of his cornermen, and some of his cornermen came in and attacked.
But it was basically he didn't attack any fans. He just attacked the cornermen.
Attacked some of his crew.
Okay, so now they're talking about. First of all, they took his money, right? He never got his money. Has he ever gotten it? I don't think so.
Yeah, Nevada Athletic Commission is still holding on.
Okay, second of all, they were going to strip him of his belt, right?
Yeah, they threatened that, but Dana's already come out and said that's not happening.
And then they were going to throw him out of the UFC, right? He's in big trouble, Mister. This guy, Dana White, is such a phony that he'll get on his knees like in a porno for this Conor McGregor. Absolutely finish the deal on his knees. You get it, what I'm saying? And then with this other guy, he's ready to send him to Siberia, and his career is over. And you know what I said? The greatest thing I've ever seen was today him saying, if you fire my teammate from the UFC, I'm quitting. And if that guy has the onions to stand up and actually do it, that's when I'll really be a fan of his. Because I don't believe him. I don't believe he has the guts to walk away from all that fame and money and championship and being the king of the – he's the best fighter in the UFC. Bones Jones, a reputed felon and drug addict, is – and this guy's a felony waiting to happen. And then the second guy is this mad Russian who fights bears and eats raw fish right out of the river. And they're going to kick him out of the UFC because of this Conor McGregor guy. I could care less if they both get suspended. But I have said from the jump, he deserves his money. That's all there is to it. The fact that they have withheld his money, that he won that fight, fair and square, he beat his ass. He deserves his money. I don't care what he did after that fight. I'll tell you what, they sold that violence leading up to the fight, and they got everything they had coming to them after that fight. That whole buffoonery and gangster and violence and fighting and people sucker punching Conor McGregor, he had it coming. He had it coming. And I'll tell you what else, he had it coming. He should have had his face smashed in by people the way he treats people. He has it. So a lot of people hate him and want him dead. Okay, so he had it coming. Every bit of it he had coming. His ass beating in the ring, in the octagon, at the hands of Habib. He beat his ass. And then his teammates attacked him. He had it coming. But the fact that that guy said he'll walk away from the UFC, I'll believe it when I see it. That would be the greatest move ever in the history of sports, in my view, in that sport, in the UFC, if this guy quit on that fat, burger-eating slob, Dana White, with all of his fascist BS, that he runs that SS. You heard me. Quote me. I don't care what you say. Everything I said is true. He runs it like the SS.
Yeah, I mean, the UFC really backed themselves into a corner the way they treated McGregor with all this. With all the antics they let him get away with, when other guys do this, you can't be outraged and you can't say, well, we're going to punish you if you don't punish the guy who did it first. And this is a perfect example here because they're talking about getting rid of that guy. And yeah, what he did was stupid. What he did was terrible. It shouldn't have been.
Do you remember when that guy said, I'm a crack addict, everything? He calls everybody a drug addict, except he's the one with all the drug addicts in his sport. They're all drug addicts. Who hasn't failed a PED test in the UFC? He's the one with drug addicts.
Right.
Nobody else. It's
There's
him.
Plenty of them.
He's the one running the drug machine.
And this, the teammate of Khabib that jumped in the cage, he's a moron. They're taking him off the fight. He should. But
he shouldn't be fired.
When Lobov is part of Conor's crew, was part of the bus attack, and you took him off that fight, and you didn't fire him, and he was supposed to be in this fight that you're taking the other guy off of, then you can't say, oh, well, we're going to fire you. Because if you didn't fire Conor's guy,
exactly,
who's a crap fighter, then you can't fire the other
but
one.
But that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to do – he's two-faced.
And that's why Khabib's standing up and saying, you better not do it, otherwise you're going to have problems with me too.
Well, he'll do anything for Conor McGregor. He'll screw anyone and fire anyone and lie to anyone for his money, man.
That's the only reason Lobov's in the UFC is because of Conor McGregor.
Well, of
course.
That
guy doesn't deserve to be
but
there.
But he does whatever Conor wants. I mean, they got to be sleeping together too, right? I mean, they have to be. Conor and Dana have to be lovers. I mean, have you ever seen anyone tied at the hip like that guy is to that guy's pockets? The money that they're making off of him?
Never.
That guy doesn't even win fights, and he makes them hundreds of millions of dollars. They don't even care if the guy has his head taken off, decapitated in the octagon, because they'll make more money off of his decapitation than they would the gate at the fight. It doesn't even matter what he fights or who he fights or when he fights. If he fights once every 5 years, they make more money off of him in one night than they do running the UFC 12 months a year.
Right. People flock to his fights. If he fights Diaz again, they're going to flock to it again.
They are so phony with this. I would love to see that Russian just quit.
Even your boy Nick Diaz came out and said something about that when they were threatening. He's like, you know what? Don't fire that guy. It's not, you know, it's not fair to him. Like, fire me. I don't care.
Nate Diaz said it. He said Nate Diaz today wanted all the smoke. He said, don't fire him. He's a loser. He's a bubblehead. Fire me. That's what everybody wants anyway. Get rid of me. It was Nate Diaz. I saw it today. It was not Nick. It was Nate. And Nate's the one that wants to fight Conor again. So I'll take your calls when we come back. We got another hour of me talking poorly about people. It's fantastic, isn't it? Is there anything better? And Shep has still not been able to come up with anyone more selfish or narcissistic in sports in history than Odell Crybaby Diaper Beckham. What a tool this guy is.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.